Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. That's TD Dan bringing us back. Welcome back. It's Thanksgiving Day 2016, our 20th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day broadcast. Thanks for letting me be and join you folks all these years. Well, I appreciate it very much. For 16 of those years, our good friend Bob Dylan Snyder has been hanging out with us. He's been become a great member of our Brain Trust, one of our wise elders in the Brain Trust, the founder and the chairman of the Dylan Snyder Group. DylanSnyder.com is the website. Look him up on Amazon. You can find all of his important books, including 50-plus critical career decisions for the rest of your life. All of you out there, all you baby boomers out there, this is a book you need, and so many others, but I still have to come back to my favorite, A Time for Heroes, but there are many of them. And Bob, thanks again for being here. We've kind of gone through the SWOT analysis, right? Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. We've gone through the strengths and weaknesses a little bit. Let's talk about opportunities and threats for America as you see it going forward. Let's talk about threats, and we'll go to opportunities first. What do you see as the most imminent threat? President-elect Trump's going to call me later today. He's going to ask me these questions, and so I'm going to pass along your suggestions, Bob. What do you see as threats that he needs to be focusing on?
North Korea. North Korea is the biggest threat right now.
Wow.
These people are totally unprincipled. They're likely to do anything.
He's a whack job, isn't he?
Oh, it's terrible. We could really upset the world through North Korea. That's a big one.
You're talking about, of course, he only has one bullet, and that's the nuclear tipped ICBM, right?
And he's crazy enough to pull it. The other big threat, I think, is the theft of intellectual property. The Chinese are stealing our stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think that we have great inventions, we have great ideas, and other people are taking them. That's not right.
Well, and we're just letting them. Surely to goodness, we can prevent them. And we're not retaliating, it seems like.
Well, we're going to need people like the new Attorney General to blow the whistle on that. We're going to need tough lawyers to blow the whistle. But
are you worried about the exposure of the electric grid?
I'm worried about the grid, because the grid goes down, the whole country goes down.
Yeah.
So we need the that is a big threat as well. There are a number of threats out there.
Isn't that the kind of threat that Russia or Iran could create people like
in a heartbeat, and Iran would do it in a heartbeat. I think Obama let Iran get away from us. He gave Iran money in order to
unbelievable
what he did.
In what universe was that a good idea?
I just can't imagine how this could have ever been.
He's allowed Putin to look like a statesman in some occasions.
He has. He's also released a lot of prisoners, Jim, and he's put them back into the into the mainstream.
So you're saying first is North Korea. That's interesting that you'd say that first, but now I understand he's committed to ending the Iran agreement.
He has, and I look at it this way: Donald Trump's going to reverse a lot of this stuff. And he's going to reverse it on day one when he's in office.
Yeah.
And that's the best news I've got. Will he be criticized by the press? Absolutely. But only 13% of the American public believe.
Care what they say. Well, you know, President Obama should not feel like he's been put upon if his executive orders get reversed. Because, you know, if you build your house on sand, when it rains, it's going to come down. If you don't create a bipartisan coalition, your ideas don't last.
And his ideas aren't lasting. And this guy is a man who's got less than 60 days to go. I'm sure he's going to be relieved to get back in the private sector.
Well,
good for him.
But don't you believe that he will not follow the code of the past presidents? He'll be mouthy about it?
I think he won't be like what the Clintons were. The Clintons took their office and just put deep money in their pockets.
Yeah.
That's what they did. I don't think Obama would do that.
I think I agree with that. Let's talk about opportunities. I got about a minute. What do you see as opportunities for America?
Great opportunities in terms of the economy. Great opportunities in terms of changing our educational system. Great opportunities in terms of protecting our cops. Great opportunities in supporting the first responders. Great opportunities for every man, woman,
our veterans.
our veterans.
He's serious about the veterans, isn't he?
It's unbelievable. We can all realize a promise that we have been promised but denied over the last 8 years.
Before people continue to be hysterical or stop being hysterical, before others get hysterical, shouldn't people just notice what he's doing? The people he's bringing in around him, not necessarily, they're certainly not sycophants, and the quality of people he's bringing around him, doesn't that portend his leadership?
Makes a great statement for Donald Trump. Nobody's sucking up to Donald Trump on this issue.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing the right thing for America.
Bob Dillenschneider, ladies and gentlemen. Dillenschneider.com is the website. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jim. Go easy on the gravy today.
All right. Bob Dillenschneider, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I told you we'd get smarter when Bob joined us, and so we did. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.